Okay, welcome to the Real Estate Agent Podcast, episode 48. Today, Jonathan and I are on, and I want to go a little about the background, Jonathan, before we start going into detail. I'm creating some products for both real estate agents and other folks on like how to podcast, how to netcast, how to use some of these tools or digital learning tools. So that's what I've been working on hard, but I've had to pull back on all the podcasts that we've been working on. And Jonathan will be taking lead on this show in about three or four episodes, primarily. I'll come on from time to time, but he's actually going through the training to do the editing and the backside of the podcast, which as long as you don't do one a day and go crazy like I was going, it's very manageable to do one or two podcasts a week. Right, Jonathan?
Yeah.
And you know what we should have done, though? We should have told people what we're going to talk about today in the next few sessions. It's going to be about Zillow.
It certainly is. The monster, the portal.
Yeah, the most important thing you need to tell people right off the bat when you start a podcast or your the show monster, or episode.
The multi-headed Medusa.
Is what we're talking about, Zillow. And is it Zillow? We're going to talk about, should you use Zillow? And if you're going to use Zillow, what do you need to do? So it's going to be multi-parts because there's so much. We just went in, and I'm going to tell a little story. But before I tell a story, Jonathan, we were just trying to find, how did you do on finding what their product actually is online when you're Googling it?
I mean, prices, don't you, Bill? What they actually charge?
Not just what they charge, but what they actually do. What are they selling?
I totally failed, Bill.
$320 a month, my wife is. I'm on her team now on the backside. And we've had it a month.
I think it depends on what area and if they like you, Bill.
No, you can't find it, though, either. I mean, first of all, I'm not against or for Zillow at this time. I can tell you they're as slick can be towards selling you a product, though, because I've been at this for a while.
They got that down to tell you,
though. They have definitely got it down to a science. In fact, I talked to some people. I believe one of the guys from Water Cooler may have worked for them or somebody like them and talks about the process you go to of selling.
No, you're talking about Chris. He worked for Quicken Loan for a while.
Well, that's just the same thing. It's tough. They're going out to consumers, but not quite the same. So let me tell a story. First of all, my wife is working as a broker. We're both brokers. I'm a broker in California. She's a broker here in Nevada and California. She's having a tough time getting established in Reno. It's hard to reestablish when you're about 50. And we're going to throw some gasoline on it. We're going to get going. We're looking at Zillow. Because we've had good luck with Zillow in the past on leasing properties in California, things of that nature, but we never bought into it. The other thing, I want to tell you a short story. I eventually will set up an office which has looks like an Apple store with two iMacs in the front, like a Genius Bar and nice tall desk, and a Genius Bar and back in a conference room, and get three teams in there. So we will definitely use Zillow. Also, when I was overseas, the young officers and people, when they get into Bagram, were using Zillow. So Zillow is out there. The consumer is going to Zillow more than anywhere else, as far as I know. What do you think, Jonathan?
Totally. It's the biggest portal in the real estate industry by far.
Yep. And what they're doing is they're grabbing all those consumers coming in. They get accounts set up and they get inquiries because you have to have an email. Sort of like the ultimate lead generator for email generator and getting emails, right?
It's just a digital newspaper. It's just like a broker used to have to spend like $5,000-$10,000 on newspaper adverts. They just become the modern online paper website. You know, like in the old days, you used to have to throw tons of money at your local newspaper, didn't you, Bill?
Right. No, we didn't actually use. We used a little bit of newspaper. We're gradually in the 90s and 2003 and 4 and 5 when I was back. We were backing off the newspaper. We were using definitely the real estate book, the big book. We had the middle columns on both sides. That was excellent for listing presentations. But still, the internet, even back then, was still a place to really find houses.
Yeah.
Even back then. But that said, now more than ever, it's easy on Zillow. We're going to go to break in a couple minutes. Before we go to the break, we'll tell you what we did, and we'll tell you what to watch out for before you buy into Zillow. But one thing I'm going to say, Jonathan, you still didn't find out what the services and prices were and what they do for real estate agents.
No, I haven't looked for a while, and I did a quick Google, and I couldn't get anything.
Well, we're paying $320. I'm still not sure of all the services they do and what they exactly do. But one thing I will tell you what they do is they take the IDX, they take all the real estate agents' listings, and they take them, they put them into their system, and they market out to the consumer. And then from the consumer, they lead generate back to the agents, some of the premium people, but they also do impressions. That's another thing they do. But they're basically using our stuff, the broker's stuff, to make money. And I think they're making a lot of money.
Oh, a ton of money.
Yeah.
A lot of money.
And $320 more dollars this month than last month.
Yep.
Yeah. With that, let's go to a break.
Buying or selling a home in the greater Reno, Tahoe area? I know the best CRS real estate broker, and that's Karen Conrad. And you can find her at KarenConrad.com or call her directly at 775-527-7021.
Okay, folks, coming off the break, we're going to go into what you should do before you get into Zillow. And bottom line is, my wife and I were on the phone cleaning up her account. She had four accounts. All I want to do is clean them up. And I had mine semi-cleaned up. I wanted to see what to do. We're both in the room together. And we basically, they are so slick on their sales. Before we knew it, we were into a $320 impression account. Now, I was a little, I normally would not do that. And I would not recommend to do what I did. And if I could, I would have turned it off the next day. But we had already signed and it was over a weekend. And I'll tell you what, it took them a while to get things working right because they didn't get rid of all accounts. It took like 2 weeks for them to get rid of all accounts. But they would have done that for free before I bought if I just asked. And I should have done that. And that's the first lead in. Get to one account and get rid of your account, other accounts.
You'd be surprised how quick they act if before you say, I want you to sort all this out before I sign the dotted line, folks. You'd be surprised how quickly it will be done.
I love what you just said. I want to sort of, I'm sure the person talking to us, but we called tech support to fix this, right? And it was really sales support. And they were good at sales. They're really good. They're as good as they get, folks. I mean, they're like real estate agents on steroids. They're top producers. So they're going to know all the little whistles and bells. They said, I'm from New York. I tell you how it is. It is. Zillow is the place to be. So, but what they need to tell you is you need to set up your account. You need to get
one. So are you suggesting, Bill, that I adopt a New York accent and say, this Mill Wright, this is the place to be? Are you suggesting that, Bill?
I think it would work. Well, it was a New York accent. It was a female, and she did really well. She's calling out Irvine. And she did do well, but she didn't do everything that she said she was going to do because it was gone to Excel and send us over to tech support. And one thing I will say, I'm pretty pleased when I talk to, there's a couple of people, it's like good guy, bad guy in the organization. We have like an account executive who is doing an excellent job. And then he hooks into technology. But I think, you know, when I create a YouTube of all the problems we're having and I post it up on our YouTube account and I send it to him, that really got good effects, Jonathan.
I bet.
It's up on YouTube right now. Maybe I'll link that. I'll link it to the show. How's that? So that said, Jonathan, go in a little more detail. What do you see? You see a lot of new. I love what I've seen last year. You've gone from really not knowing real estate to actually knowing the agent from an outside perspective because you have a product called mail-right.com. So what have you seen the problems with real estate agents with LinkedIn, all these different accounts? What do they need to do?
Well, they have multiple accounts, you know, especially if they've got over the first two rough years and they've moved brokerages. A lot of people, they start off with a particular brokerage, then they develop and they move on to another brokerage that suits their more experience. So they tend to end up with multiple. What they tend to do, Bill, is end up with multiple accounts everywhere, multiple LinkedIn accounts, multiple Facebook pages, multiple Twitter accounts, accounts that are linked to previous brokerages. They've got accounts everywhere.
A mess.
And they can't remember the passwords. For God's sake, get a LastPass and one password.
Yep. Get one of those, baby. And LastPass is free, basically. It costs you $12 a year if you buy an advanced one.
Yeah. Basically, get rid of all these Facebook, you know, have one LinkedIn. And before you start spending money with Zillow, get them to sort everything out. Get them to remove all these multiple Zillow accounts. And you'd be surprised how quickly it will, before you sign on the digital Doco line, your $320, you'd be surprised how quickly all this will be sorted out before you sign, folks.
You had a pretty good line. What was that line? You said something like, okay, I'm really interested. I want to use Zillow, but I want to get all these squared away first. I guarantee you they're going to throw all sorts of little things at you.
I would be surprised if it would have been all sorted out in 2 days.
If you hold firm, just hold firm. So what do you need to sort out? We know that you need to get down to one account. And my wife had four. And I think I only had one, and I've kept that, and I've converted it, which is good. She also accidentally got a consumer's account, which was really screwy. And that took a hard time to get rid of that. Even after we were paying, it took a while to get rid of that. So the next thing we talk about you can do is get your bio updated. Your bio updated.
You know, write it, relook at it. Don't rush into knocking something up. It might be a good idea to hire somebody, the professional that's that can make it a bit punchy, you know, having a second set of eyes that know what they're doing and writing something. It might be worthwhile, actually, if the budget will allow you, you know, especially if you're going to spend $320 a month. I would suggest getting a good copywriter to have a look over it and punch it up a bit. Might be a good idea.
Sounds like a good service to create.
Well, it depends on, you know, a lot of people won't pay, but I think if you're serious about it, good photos, you know, you told me you can put as many, you know, I would get some decent photos done, get them on there. It's a visual medium. Get as much detail filled in before you click, before you sign your doc signature on the year contract, which they will get you to sign for
6 months or a year.
$100
for 6 months.
Get them to help you and get all this squared away. You know, look at. Get everything filled in as much as possible. And obviously, the more positive reviews you can generate before you sign the document, the better that is as well.
That's number three. Go out. Honestly, number three, you go out, because it doesn't make a difference if you got paid or not paid, and get the testimonials. Go get the testimonials. And they've got a lot of training that's free, too, to show you how to get the testimonials. Now, there are some services. They give you a website if you have this Premier thing, but I don't really need their website.
They throw that in, and
that means I got to pay $320 a month for a website if I want to get out someday.
Well, that's the thing, isn't it? Because it's their website, not yours. And you decide, that's why they offer it, folks, because, you know, it's another thing that will keep you coughing up the $320+ a month. You know, we provide a website, but our base service is $9 a month, folks.
You've got a good deal. Yours is good.
So I wouldn't take that up. I would, you know, if you're going to go down that route, I think you're better off having your own website that you control and pointing it to that rather than theirs.
Okay, Jonathan, we're going to do probably at least three episodes on Zillow. Now, let me tell you how I feel right now. I'm going to end the podcast, but for those who want to go over to wp-tonic.com or podcastershome.com, but you can buy my podcasting product.
I think you meant to say mail-write.com.
Well, you can go to WPTonic or mail-write.com. WP is a good place too if you want the tech side. You got a good. If you want to get on steroids and you're a broker, you might want to use DigitalOcean. How's that?
That freak them out, would it, Bill? They never recover, will they?
DigitalOcean's good. And you set it and forget it. You know, it's basically your serving process. But now we're getting back on another tech show. Let's get back to finishing this show. I want to say one thing: a disclosure. I think I'd still buy into Zillow, but not right away. And I'm not out. We're less than a month. My wife has got one great lead. And the next episode, we're going to talk about how to get those referrals. I'm also going to talk more about what you can do before you go into Zillow. For example, you don't know it, but you can, if you have a listing, you can upload your listing, a video of your listing in Zillow for free, well, the free account, and it'll drive you to the very top in Zillow for that listing in that area. That's huge.
It is, and it's really video. They act very like Google. If you can get video up, because a lot of agents aren't doing that, folks.
It's not that hard either.
And it's not that hard. And it's exactly the same with Facebook and YouTube and Google Plus. They like video, and a lot of people don't do it. That's why you should do it. Everything.
Hey, John, this is supposed to be like 11 to 12 minute podcast, and we're going to be like 14 and 15. So we're going to stay on for a few minutes, record, go over to mail-write.com or podcastershome.com, episode 48. And go ahead and watch the video, because what I'm going to do in the video is I'm going to put up some sites, and Jonathan and I are going to sort of blab about them, talk about them.
Idea.
Are you fed up buying back the data from the big online companies only to find out that they are poor quality, inexpensive leads? Let us help you, the professional real estate agent, build your online fan club from the people in your local community who already know, like, trust you. They need to remember you when it comes to buying and selling that next home. MailRite has developed a powerful online system that keeps you in front of the most powerful referral group, the people in your local sphere of influence who know, like, and trust you. So come on over to MailRite and check out the program.